Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my college football preview. The team I'm going to preview is the 2022 Iowa Hawkeyes out of the Big Ten Conference. So if you like the video today, please come and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. And I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen for me today. The Iowa Hawkeyes out of the Big Ten. You think about Iowa, man. You think about Hawkeye football. You think the Midwest. You think about the Nationals. You think blue collar. You think about work ethic. And you think about the head coach, Kirk Ferentz. He's been there 23 years, man. 23 years. That's impressive, man. 178 and 110 overall. So kudos to you, Mr. Ferentz. Man, you've done your thing at Iowa for a long time, and it's had a stable program. Then you think about Iowa, the Hawkeye history, Dallas Clark, Marv Cook, Chuck Long, Kevin Jones, 1954, Alex Karras, Ed Polak, Bob Sanders, Chad Greenway, Ronnie Harmon, Merton Hanks, Larry Station, the Stoop Brothers, Bob and Mike, and of course the man from Texas that was before Kirk Ferentz, Hayden Fry. Let's talk about the Hawkeyes, the team this year, the strength. I think they're going to return maybe one of the best defenses in the country. 8 starters come back. Very experienced, very old veteran football team. But the key to Iowa this season is very simple. And this is a big key because they can really be a player on the national scale. It's the offense. Only average 23 points a game and only average 3.4 yards a rush. So it's time for you from California, YA, Spencer Petras. It's time for you to step up, man. It's time for you to play well. If he plays well this year, Iowa's going to be a very tough team in the Big Ten. The running back position, you got to replace Tyler Goodson, but you bring in Gavin Williams. Very impressive in the bowl game. 98 yards on 16 carries. At the receiver position, you got Keegan Johnson. That averaged almost 19 yards a catch. And for some reason, why do Oregon keep pulling out these tight ends? Tight end, you know the fat, Marv Cook, T.J. Hockerson, George Kittle. Now, Sean Laporte, 53 catches last year, 670 yards. Then the offensive line. See, for Oregon to play real well this year and really improve their average of 23 points a game, they got to get better play from the offensive line. Mason Richmond, Connor Colby, and Jake Plum. It's your time to step up, man. You're a veteran offensive line, and you cannot average 3.4 yards a carry. For you to be a big player on a national scale, I'm talking about maybe in the conversation of playoffs. Of course, Ohio State is the team in the Big Ten. And, of course, Michigan might be a little bit step back in Wisconsin. But The Hawkeyes can be a big play if they improve on the line of scrimmage offensively and get better quarterback play. Now, this is why Al was going to be in the mix. I love the defense. Under Phil Parker. Mr. Parker, you're doing your job. 19 points a game last year. You led the country with 25 interceptions, Iowa did. Third in the country with 30. You led the country, excuse me, with 25 interceptions. You have 31 sacks. And your back seven is one of the best in the country. Jack Campbell. Can we say Chad Greenway too? 143 tackles last year. And the heart and soul of the defense. Justin Jacobs is starting to come, the athletic playmaker. He looked good. Earth, Wind, and Fire, a shining star. And then Seth Benson is the anchor of that linebacker core. Three very strong linebackers that's played a lot of football now. Then the defensive line. John Wagner, solid as a rock. Joe Evans and Lucas Van Ness. Quality player, solid as a rock. But it's the secondary. Riley Moss is one of the best corners, might be the best corner in all of college football. He led the Iowa Hawkeyes secondary. They had 25 interceptions last year. Jermaine Harris is a player. And Kayvon Merriweather, experienced third-year starter. And you know what? He's a warrior. Warriors come out to play. I really like this Iowa Hawkeyes football team, man. They got a championship-level defense. They got a coach that's been there 23 years. It's had a pretty good program. It's been very consistent in the Big Ten. But to me, honestly and seriously, if they offense under Spencer Petras take that next level, and he has to play well, the Hawkeyes can be a big, big problem in the Big Ten this year. The defense is where they really, really can cause problems. But the offense has to improve. 23 points a game is not going to get it. And 3.4 yards of average rushing of football is not going to get it. Gavin Williams is going to be a big-time player, but it's the offensive line. Connor Colby and Jack Plum, and Mason Richmond. They must play well for the Hawkeyes to be a stay in this college football season. But that defense, 25 interceptions, 31 sacks. Got a player in Jack Campbell, maybe the best linebacker in the country, coming back with 143 tackles. They're going to be tough in the Big Ten. So, if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. The Hawkeye Nation. Man, y'all get better quarterback play. I see y'all really being a problem one more time in the Big Ten. It's just like the group Disturbed. Bring another disturbing creation from the mind of one sick animal. You simplify that. Offensively, the Hawkeyes can be a player on the national level. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Thank you. Many blessings. West Georgia, Alexander High School, Douglasville, Georgia. And to the Iowa Hawkeye Nation, y'all got a great defense, maybe the best in the country, but it's the offense that got to click.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner, 100 Yards Football, to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Consistent, Kirk Ferentz. 23 years at the helm. Alex Karras, Kevin Jones, Chuck Long, Ed Polak. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. we might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.